Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. All right, so this past week we had Thanksgiving Thursday and Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday, and then there's Giving Tuesday, by which time we'll need Wiped Out Wednesday. As far as our culture is concerned, we are now in the season of Christmas. And it started not with Black Friday. It started with Santa at the end of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And it runs all the way through the climax of Christmas morning, where you open the presents that Santa brought. Right? That is our cultural Christmas season. And we measure it by counting down the shopping days that are left. Because these 32 days, you've only got 32 left, are all about stuff and presents and things under the tree. And okay, maybe you didn't rush out to the stores on Black Friday. Maybe you don't really buy into the whole consumerism of Christmas. But I bet you're still starting to get into the mood. Maybe you're starting to put decorations up. Maybe you're listening to Christmas music already. Maybe you're starting to plan what you're going to do these next few weeks. So on the one hand, we know that Christmas is not really about stuff and presents and commercialism. We get that. But on the other hand, we'll still go out shopping and do all the other Christmassy stuff because that's just what you do. And if you don't, then you're a Scrooge and bah humbug on you. Right. But right in the middle of these days, from Thanksgiving Thursday to Wiped Out Wednesday, there is today. Christ the King Sunday. And it's not always the case that Christ the King falls on the Sunday after Thanksgiving, but this year it does. And I think it's great. Because having it here is very symbolic. Right in the middle of our culture obsessed with buying and shopping and having stuff, there is Christ the King. Back in 1925, Pope Pius XI instituted this new day on the church calendar. Because he thought followers of Christ were being lured away by increasing secularism. And he wanted people to remember that Christ is in charge. That was 93 years ago, folks. And I'm not sure we've improved all that much. Sometimes we commit ourselves more to consumerism than we do to Christ. So back in 1925 or 2018, we still have this tension. Listen to the world around us or listen to Christ. Now, I'm not, quote, waging a war on Christmas here or trying to put Christ back into Christmas as if he somehow left. That's not what I'm getting at. What I mean is that this time of year simply brings to the forefront a tension that we live with all year long. Where does our allegiance lie? Will we live as those who belong to the world around us? Or will we live as those who belong to Christ? This is the same tension that Pilate is feeling in today's gospel reading. Now, to really hear this reading, you kind of have to imagine it. And I want you to imagine the larger scene as if it were a stage play. The set on the stage is a wall with a door right in the middle. And the wall cuts the stage in half. On the left side of the stage, there is the interior of Pilate's headquarters. This is where Jesus is. On the right side of the stage, there's the portico, or the patio, just outside his door. This is where the people are. As the play unfolds, Pilate goes back and forth across that stage, walking through that door a number of times. In fact, the scene could be cut into 7 different parts. In part 1, Pilate is outside talking to the people who have brought Jesus to him. In part 2, he's back inside talking to Jesus in his headquarters, which is today's gospel reading. Part 3, he's outside again and tells the people he finds no case against Jesus. Part 4, he's inside again and he has Jesus flogged. Part 5, he goes back outside and the people demand that Jesus be crucified. Again, he says he finds no charge against him. Part 6, he tells Jesus that he has the power to crucify him or release him. Back inside. And in part 7, he brings Jesus outside and finally hands him over to be crucified. You can picture Pilate going back and forth between the demands of the people and this pathetic-looking king. He literally wavers between these two sides that both demand his full attention and demand that he make a choice. Where does his allegiance lie? The same thing is asked of us. The culture around us and sometimes that little voice in our own heads tells us to crucify this king, to get rid of him, to have nothing to do with him. We then reply, why? What wrong has he done? Right, we know Jesus said some things that rubbed some people the wrong way, but he doesn't seem like much of a threat to us today. Even so, there's still that pressure to turn away and basically say to him, you are dead to me. Maybe that pressure comes from consumerism. Maybe it comes from our reluctance to share Christ with others. Maybe it comes from our doubt that he's really all that important in the first place. Because, let's be honest, sometimes we do listen to the voice of the crowd. Sure, we'll come here on Sunday morning and we might pray every now and then, but sometimes we Christians blend so much into the culture around us that we might say we have no king but Caesar. With Caesar, of course, being ourselves. We would much rather be in control of our own lives. We want to decide how things go. We want to choose what to do. If Christ is king, then that means we are not, and we don't really like that. Especially this time of year. Because in this time of Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's this big expectation that things have to be perfect. It is the most wonderful time of the year, right? And it's up to us to make it that way. I mean, there's the perfect family Christmas photo. The perfect Christmas letter about our perfect lives. The perfect light display. The perfect cookies. The perfect presents. The perfect parties. The perfect relationships. And on and on. And it gets to be too much. Because as we all know, none of us are perfect. Maybe your family puts the fun in dysfunctional. Maybe you buy some really lame presents. Maybe you don't get that Christmas letter written. Maybe the cookies never get made. Maybe the string of Christmas lights is a giant knotted ball. This time of year often magnifies the fact that we don't have our lives all together. things are not perfect. It is not always a wonderful life. Like Pilate, we so desperately want to be in control, but we're not. Now, many times we'll call this scene where our gospel reading comes from the trial of Jesus. But it's really Pilate who's on trial here. Jesus is the one who's strong and steadfast. He's the one who's in control. Pilate is the one who's wavering back and forth between these two sides. He basically feels like he's in a no-win situation here. Either he makes the people mad by releasing Jesus, or he sends an innocent man to death. Today, we might say that we either show the world that we're bold followers of Jesus and risk the social faux pas of offending someone, or we turn our backs on Jesus and make him sad that we're not really following him at all. It's kind of no surprise why Pilate throws up his hands here. Or in this case, washes his hands of the whole ordeal. Basically saying, I'm not responsible for any of this. Somebody else take care of it. How often do we want to throw our hands up in disgust too? How often do we feel like we're torn between what we should do and what the world demands of us? How often do we just want to say, somebody else figure this out? I'm too overwhelmed. But there is good news. Today is Christ the King Sunday. Not you have to be King Sunday. In the midst of our cultural Christmas, in the midst of our crazy lives, in the midst of feeling like we're in a no-win situation, this day is a reminder and a promise and a call. It's a reminder that we are not in charge. And it's a promise that we don't have to. Do you hear that? You don't have to have the perfect party, or buy the perfect presents, or be a perfect person. You don't have to have everything all together. You don't have to be who the world demands that you be. That's because Christ is King and you are not. It takes the pressure off. And this day is a call to faithfully follow this one who is in charge. And yeah, that can be scary to place ourselves under the authority of someone else. It can be scary to relinquish what control we think we have. But the truth is that he does a much better job being in charge than we ever will. And so in this week of Thanksgiving Thursday and Black Friday and Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday and Wiped Out Wednesday, we need Christ the King Sunday. We need this one who will be faithful to us when we are wavering back and forth. We need this one who will hold us together when the expectations of the world are tearing us apart. We need this one who will be in charge when we clearly are not. In times such as this, that is the greatest gift we could ever receive. And that is where our allegiance lies. And so in the name of this one who rules our lives now and always, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.